Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Check it out. You already know this your foe,
Shrillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Shrillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time, air.com. We will let you hear from Raheem Morris just a couple. Actually, no, we won't. We won't let you hear from Raheem Morris. We've heard enough from the coach. We'll let you hear from Michael Penix coming up in just a couple of minutes as we get back into the big story of the day. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us in about 20 minutes to talk some Falcons as well. And we'll close things out as we always do with an AMA where we are going to need you.
Yes.
We are going to need you to call in and get on hold at 406-0929 and ask us some questions.
Real quick, Andy, because there's a watch party. And the reason I'm talking about the watch party is because our main man, Abe, get the money, get the loot, Abe. We'll be having a watch party this Sunday at Houlihan's in Houlihan Tavern in Roswell as they watch the Falcons battle the Carolina Panthers. Their Freddie Falcon, the cheer team, compete in Bud Light football toss, which Abe probably will try to win.
I'm glad that you brought that up because I want to circle back.
Let me finish because I know exactly where you are. Yeah. And you can also win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Win Falcon tickets, autograph Falcons memorabilia. And, of course, there's great specials on Bud Light. This says this Sunday at Houlihan's Tavern in Roswell. Houlihan's Tavern in Roswell. Must be 21.
Now, those parties are very fun.
They're fun as hell.
Very, very fun.
No. I'm going to go back to something right here that I said.
I'm so glad.
All right?
Because I wanted to talk about this.
Compete in Bud Light's football toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas.
That's right.
Okay. Now.
That's right.
Now, note, when we do these things, eligible. Mm-mm. We're not eligible as a host or anybody that's doing that.
You're by host already.
You're already. Hold on. No. I am not finished. Okay.
This party is hosted by Abe Gordon. Abe has already won.
Okay. First of all, Abe gets a check.
Yeah, he does.
But
and all the Bud Light he can drink.
Yes. And but no, you know, here's a drink while he's working.
Oh, that's
he has that thing about himself. But
I do
compete in the Bud Light football talk. Who's going to be more competitive, Abe? Than
Abe.
Nope.
Abe will.
Abe's going to be sweating.
Yeah.
Abe's going to be doing drops. Abe's going to be doing everything he can.
He's going to be calling out cadence
to embarrass anybody who's out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want y'all to know because I mean it's a great venue. All right, Houlihan's Tavern over in Roswell. That Abe is going to take you down.
Yeah, you might win the contest, but you will not.
You will not beat Abe. I just want everybody to know.
100%.
Everything, and if you're there, make sure you find somebody, get them the video or the camera so you can videotape it. Because Abe is going all out.
It's so funny that you brought that up because our great sales guy, Matt McKenna, is the AE on that event. And I've done a bunch of them the last handful of years. I can't do them this year. But he was telling me, we have this football toss thing that we're bringing out this year, and I think it'll be really fun. And I was like, that does sound fun.
Yes.
You know who's really going to enjoy that is one of the guys who's going to do a lot of those parties this year, Abe.
Yes.
Abe's really going to enjoy the football toss and take it very seriously.
And tell them why.
So it's actually perfect that Abe's doing them this year.
But no, tell them why we said this, because as usual, off the cuff, great time. great time. I wish we could do more, but because I got kids to drop off and everything, so we don't get to do it every day.
We had a really good one today.
But we have a fun one. Yeah. You go listen to it because it's funny because I never knew that because my other kids, I didn't have to pay for as much. Now these kids nowadays, you got to pay for so much stuff to play sports. But anyway.
Abe has a lot of different beliefs.
Beliefs. Beliefs about himself.
About himself.
And the thing about
it. And about what it, well, if this would have happened or if that would have happened, he would have been a professional
if athlete. If nobody don't believe in themselves more than you, then why do you believe?
That's right. And but nobody believes in themselves more than Abe believes in himself. Which is
nobody.
Which is true. Yeah.
All right. Abe said, and I'm gonna give a spoiler right here. We're talking about, you know, genetics, how God, you know, you might be, you know, I know you train your child, you take them to all these right. specialists and everything, but genetics just might not let them grow.
Yeah. It might not be in there.
It might not be in there. Yeah. All right. And we talk about 6'10 guys.
Well, because I went to the concert we went to on Saturday night. There was a woman sitting right next to us, such a nice lady and a huge fan of the band and knew all the lyrics and was really into it. She's the tallest woman I've ever seen in my life. She was legitimately at least 6'8", if not taller than that.
Yes.
And I didn't, you know, I wasn't trying to be, I didn't, we didn't really, Ashley was sitting next to her, but I mean, had I talked to her, I probably would have asked her something about do you play sports or whatever, but I didn't ask. And I didn't want to be disrespectful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who knows? You'd have to think. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Don't do that.
So I was like, this is a very tall woman. And Abe said, if you were 6'10", do you think you would have made the NBA?
Yes.
And I said, no.
And said, no.
Why not?
And he said, no. And then.
And Abe said, I would have.
I would have. And so. Hold on. Now, see, now you're trying to over-explain. If you were 6'10", because you're 6'10", you think you, Abe, 6'10", Gord, would have been in the NBA?
No.
We're talking about that.
17-year-old Abe is 6'10". Okay. Okay.
All right.
There you have it.
I don't believe you, but this is why I say this.
Did you meet him,
man?
Hold on, damn it. I want to know when the crossroad was in his life where he determined he's going to give up his basketball career because he's too short.
I got
Wi-Fi for 3 years straight.
Did you say, bro, I would be in the gym?
I was 6'10". I'd be working on footwork.
Who would you model your game after? Who would be the – Kevin Love, okay. Now, I will say, even though Kevin Love was 6'10", his dad also was a D1 basketball player. So that gene – anyway, but you probably would have been.
And you know what? I am never a dream crusher. I would never, ever be a dream crusher.
I will just a quick, I don't want an apology, probably isn't the right word, but just a word for the 6'10 listener that didn't make the NBA that's out there right now. Abe thinks you didn't work hard.
Yes.
That's what he's saying.
Basically what he said. Didn't want it. Didn't want it bad enough.
Bro, I would have been in the gym.
I would have been in the gym.
Really one of the funniest things that's ever been said on this show.
Bro, I would have been in the gym. Damn it, Abe.
So good. Listen to the Off the Cuff podcast today. Yes. It'll be available in like 50 minutes. Yes. Let's get to the big story of
Bro,
the day.
I would have been in the gym.
Awesome. It's awesome. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Pew!
You see talent. You know, obviously, I feel like those guys, you know, they present a lot of different things. You know, I feel like the scheme isn't like – a lot of people would say the scheme wouldn't be as complicated as Flores' defense, but at the end of the day, like, they got playmakers, they got a good coach over there, and they will make plays. We just got to make more. But it's a lot of talent over there.
Yeah, that's Michael Penix talking about what is going on this weekend in terms of the opponent's defense. I know a lot of the conversation the first 2 weeks about the DCs and some of the playmakers on the other side of the ball, and I think he has had a nice start to the season. Less conversation probably about the defensive coordinator of Carolina, but they do have really good players over there, at least a couple of them.
They do.
Good secondary, obviously, with J.C. Horn and some of those guys. Derek Brown in the middle, really talented player too. I don't have any doubt that the Falcons will have an answer for all of that, but it is interesting. We don't talk that much about defensive coordinators in general.
No.
But the first 2 weeks with those two guys, with Tampa and with Minnesota, that was a big part of the narrative.
Well, I mean, because they are household brand names.
Yeah, their names people
you
know.
And so you understand that. And they're known – the reason they're household names is because they're known for a specific style of how they call the defense. They're attacking, they're blitzing, exotic, all those different things. Like, I swear to you, Andy, by just being a guy that's been back there to backfield and having to – ain't nothing exotic about it. You know, I think one of the biggest things, because people, when they put exotic on it, is like, oh, whether this corner or this safety came, or they were disguising it. Like, the most exotic guy who blitz were the Ryan brothers. Like, Rex and them, that what they used to do was exotic. Because you're like, what the hell is that? Because the simple fact is that you're bringing a guy and leaving a guy wide open and hoping you don't see it. Because if you see it, you beat it. So, but at the same time, when you're talking about a young quarterback like Michael, you're giving him looks that he has not seen. But I think, you know, just individually, we know this. It's got to be in – I kind of go against what I talk about with Bergeron sometimes because I do think he gets too hand heavy on like twists and stuff. That's why he gets beat so many times with the looper. They're going to run ET. If you want to watch that, watch the right side, left side of the Falcons line because he's been beaten so much by TEET stunts. That meaning that they cross over each other and that guy is always looped around because he has his hands and face on that guy that's going out to Jake. Now, you pass that off to Jake because Jake guy's coming back to you and he's missed that multiple times this year already. And so it's a possibility that – no, it's not a possibility. Copycat Lee. They're going to run it.
They'll be doing that.
Yeah, they're going to run it. And so can he figure out – and Coach Led is one of the best in the league. So I know they've been working on that. But, yeah, they got a top-flight corner. He's paid like a top-flight corner. And so he's going to be a guy. That's why I think you might get more opportunities down the field because I can see more man-to-man from this team.
Yeah. No, I would expect there to be some deep balls on Sunday. For that reason, for the reason that they just have to respect the run, given what the Falcons put on tape last week against Minnesota, and hopefully that they can continue to succeed with against Carolina on Sunday. And you'd have to hope that Darnell Mooney is closer to his normal self this week than he was last week as well. And, you know, he's going to be one of the main guys, if not the main guy, that's going to be the deep threat. So I know some of the conversation out of the first 2 weeks has been, well, where's the deep ball been? Well, it hadn't been there.
Yeah.
Defense been taking it away, and last week it was run heavy and all that. I would be surprised if there's not a shot or two in this game against Carolina.
Yeah.
And just go back and look at what last year looked like. I mean, they were bombs over Baghdad in that game. Yes. They threw the ball all over the place. It was a shootout. It was 38-38 going into overtime.
And then all those guys are coming back.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty much with the opportunity.
Very similar defense.
You can look at last year's film.
Uh-huh.
And get, you know.
Same coaching staff, same personnel for the most part. Aviro, that's how you say his name, right? The defensive coordinator.
Him and
Raheem have worked together, so there's a lot of sort of connection and carryover between these two coaching staffs. But, look, if you can do anything close to what you did offensively last year in Week 18 – and just be average defensively, you're going to win the game by double digits.
At least.
It's just a matter of being average defensively, which I think that they can do, but you got to get that bad Week 18 taste out of your mouth from last year.
Because they got after your ass right there. Hey, join 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game, which is this Sunday for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call and react to every Falcons game brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcon flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how else I know Bergeron's going to be better on Sunday?
Uh-oh. Is it Canadian holiday?
No, he's been in the gym, bro.
Bro. Dude. it's my man, 50 grand. He runs. He plays soccer.
He does.
Plays pickleball.
He works out. Footwork.
No. Come on, man.
Ladders. Ladder drills. Everyone says it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
People won't stop saying
it. Who the hell ever said that?
I never heard it.
I know. Hey, I know Dave Bassett, the guy. Dave Bassett came and said, "Have you ever seen this guy play soccer?"
Abe is a good soccer player. I will grant him that. He is a good soccer player. Ah, it's true. The teleporter. You wouldn't have had to teleport if you were 6'10". You could just back people down. All right. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us next. We'll talk some Falcons with him. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.